Jay's Pedal Center and A&W Boscobel. WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 79 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing the Israeli people today. Netanyahu confirming Israel killed Hassan Nasrallah in an airstrike in Beirut, referring to the Hezbollah military leader as a master murderer. A senior U.S. official now tells ABC News Israel is also readying a small ground incursion into Lebanon. The death toll from Hurricane Helene now stands at 52 people. Millions are without power across Virginia, Georgia, the Carolinas, and hard-hit Florida, where Betsy Hamlick is cleaning up debris from the storm.
It's heartbreaking, and it's physically and mentally exhausting. But it's the price you pay to have a little teeny tiny piece of paradise.
Both presidential candidates are out on the campaign trail this weekend. Vice President Harris is holding a fundraiser in California. Former President Trump addresses supporters in Wisconsin. This is ABC News. Two police officers patrolling the Philadelphia suburb of Darby are being honored for their life-saving efforts over the summer. The victim was injured by a tree stump grinder after his clothes got caught inside the equipment, pulling him in. He was bleeding and in shock when a coworker flagged the officers down.
We realized that time was of the essence, and given the severity of the injury, so we both knew that we needed to move quickly and start applying some life-saving measures such as a tourniquet.
The victim lost a limb but survived, and the surgeon said that the tourniquet made all the difference. And in Cape Canaveral, Florida, earlier today.
And liftoff. Crew 9. Go SpaceX. Go Falcon. Go
SpaceX and NASA launching the rescue mission for two astronauts stuck on the International Space Station. The Falcon 9 rocket took off with two empty seats, so Butch Williams and Suni Wilmore can catch a ride back home next year. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight, clear skies, patchy fog late, a low of 53. And for Sunday, sunny with warmer temperatures still, a high of 81. 81 and warm on Monday before a high of just 66 on Tuesday. The evening update is sponsored by TC Auto Works, and we'll be back with a news update in just a moment.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes, and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700, TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
With a look at news, I'm Phil Nee. Former President Donald Trump has sought again to link Vice President Kamala Harris to illegal border crossings, speaking in Prairie du Chien today, where he said she could never be forgiven for erasing our border. A day after Harris discussed immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, Trump spoke to a crowd claiming the Democratic nominee was responsible for migrants who have come into the country illegally and have committed crimes. Trump is hoping frustration over illegal immigration will translate to votes in Wisconsin and other crucial swing states. The Republican nominee has denounced people who cross the U.S.-Mexico border as poisoning the blood of the country, quote, and vowed to stage the largest deportation operation in American history if elected. Trump has repeatedly portrayed migrants as criminals and blamed Harris for failing to stem an unprecedented surge in illegal immigration, though border crossings have fallen since President Joe Biden instituted an executive order limiting asylum claims. Democrats, in turn, have blamed Trump for persuading allies in Congress to kill bipartisan legislation that would have funded more border agents and given the Homeland Security Secretary authority to prohibit entry for most people over a daily limit. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will remain on the swing state's presidential ballot. The decision from the liberal-controlled court Friday marks the latest twist in Kennedy's quest to get his name off ballots in battleground states where the race between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris is tight. The Supreme Court upheld the ruling of a circuit judge who said state law says candidates can be removed only if they die. Some absentee ballots have already been sent to voters. A group of utilities has completed a high-voltage transmission linking Iowa and Wisconsin. American Transmission Company, Dairyland Power Cooperative, and ITC Midwest announced Friday that work on the Cardinal Hickory line is done and that the line was fully energized on Thursday. The line runs over 100 miles between Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. The utilities say the line will improve reliability and support renewable generation resources. A coalition of conservation groups filed a federal lawsuit in March seeking to prevent the line from crossing the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge. A federal appellate court cleared the way for construction in May. 39-year-old Jesse Vang, the last person to see Elijah Vu alive, is getting another status conference in court. The new status date for Vang was set for November 6th. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie asked for the new conference, with the lawyers representing Vang agreeing to the November date. Vang is still only facing chronic child neglect charges for incidents that happened before Elijah Vu was reported missing back in February. Vu's remains were found earlier this month on a hunter's property 3 miles northwest of where Vang reported the toddler missing. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, who's also facing chronic child neglect charges, has another court date set for October 22nd. The American Red Cross continues to experience a critical need for blood and platelets to keep the blood supply stable as fall begins. Donors of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, those giving platelets, and those who have never given before, are needed now. With the blood supply still at critical levels, every single donation is key to making sure all patients relying on life-saving transfusions, including car accident victims and those living with sickle cell disease, get the care they need. You can save a life by donating this Monday from 9 until 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. We'll be inheriting a mini moon for a few weeks, but it's only temporary as an asteroid enters Earth's orbit. An asteroid is headed towards Earth. It's a line we've heard in the movies, and now it's appearing in news headlines. No need to panic. It's small. Scientists say it's only 32 feet long, about the size of a city bus. It'll be sucked into Earth's orbit on Sunday. A team of well-versed scientists in the study of so-called mini moon events found it in early August and named it Asteroid 2024 PT5. It's a space rock from the asteroid belt of Arjuna, which orbits very similar to that of Earth at an average distance to the sun of about 93 million miles. Researchers say it's a part of a near-Earth asteroids and comets. In order for it to become a mini-moon, it needs to get close to Earth at around 2.8 million miles away and slow at speeds of around 2,200 miles per hour. This actually occurs so often, some researchers believe Earth always has at least one mini-moon hovering in space. Gravitational disturbances from the sun eject these space rocks out of the sun-centered orbit and then are essentially inherited and pulled into ours temporarily. This current event will only last from Sunday until Monday, November 25th, 57 days of a second moon. But asteroid 2024 PT5 will once again orbit Earth in 2055. Unfortunately, while this mini moon hangs out around Earth, we will not be able to see it with our naked eyes. It's too small and dim for typical amateur telescopes and binoculars, but it is well within the brightness range for telescopes used by professional astronomers. The High Ground's annual Education Days event will offer two programs to enrich their educational mission. 2 days will be dedicated to the traditional fifth grade tour of the High Ground, along with 2 days of programs for students in middle school and high school. October 1st and 2nd will be the High Ground's traditional fifth grade days. Students will receive a guided tour of the High Ground with added presentations on different cultures, important moments in history, and a flag retirement ceremony by the Adwa Gam chapter of Daughters of the American Revolution. This fifth grade event will be a half-day presentation. Schools will need to pick the day in either the morning or afternoon session. Students are invited to bring a small resealable plastic bag of soil from their home, school, or other special place to place on the Dove Mound. Programs on October 3rd and 4th will be geared towards high school grade level. These days will feature programs that offer in-depth insight into the U.S. military experience in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the Global War on Terror, with accompanying presentations on the other nations, cultures involved in these wars. Schools will need to pick which day to attend. Both days will run a full day. A lunch break is included. Teachers are welcome to contact Teresa Herbert with questions if they want to coordinate a lesson plan with the presentations that will be offered. To book a session for your students, send an email to teresa@museum@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224. A requested donation of $3 per person is appreciated if schools are able. The public is also invited to attend the presentations and tours. However, the High Ground kindly asks you that you contact Teresa for information and to RSVP. WRCO News continues in a moment with today's vital statistics, and a bit later, a look at weekend weather.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone, or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Here are today's vital statistics. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101, died Monday. A funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home on Monday from 9 until the service time at 11. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died Monday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church on Wednesday from 9 until the service time at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family of Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. And Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 11 until the noon service time. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64 of Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Tonight we are going to have clear skies with patchy fog after midnight. Lows are looking to be more in the low to mid 50s. Now for Sunday, once again, another day of sunshine and warmer temperatures will be sticking around, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Getting into Sunday night, we're looking at clear skies and, once again, more patchy fog expected. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Monday, we're going to have a few clouds with warmer temperatures sticking around, upper 70s to low 80s for highs. And then as we continue getting into Tuesday, that's where we're going to have a cold front that's going to make its way through, and it's going to give us the cooler, dry air from the northwest. Looking at breezy winds also coming in from that direction. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, actually going to have highs only in the low to mid 60s. For a Wednesday, we're looking at a few morning clouds with slightly warmer temperatures, and once again, breezy winds are going to be coming in mostly from a northwestern direction, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Thursday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with warmer temperatures once again, looking at highs hitting the mid 70s for most of the area. And then Friday, we're looking at early morning clouds with a few spotty showers in the early morning hours, and then plenty of sunshine to end the week for this upcoming Friday. Highs once again in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name, like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now it is 80 degrees. Yesterday's high was 79, and our high today has been 82. That followed a cool morning low of 49. Record high 87 set in 1954. Record low 27 in 1991. Last year's high was 68, while the low was 56. Sunset will occur at 6:48 this evening, and sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:56. Right now, we have a little bit of a breeze from the west-northwest at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.96. No precipitation today. And following that high of 82, it is sunny and 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. If you're looking for a delicious meal and a great time, join St. Anthony's and Philip Church, 726 Main Street, Highland, this Sunday from 10:30 until 1 as they celebrate the German heritage. Enjoy a traditional German meal for just $15 with dine-in or convenient drive-through options. Choose from barbecue pork or sauerbraten with all the fixings, including sauerkraut, German potato salad, and more. Don't miss the silent auction and raffle and a grand prize of $1,000. Visit pastorate5.org. For details, we'll see you there at the Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church German Heritage Dinner coming up Sunday, September 29th from 10:30 until 1.
Sports Time is sponsored on WRCO by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Last night's high school football scoreboard. The games included Lancaster over River Valley, 35-14. Platteville beat Richland Center, 38-8. Also in the conference, Broadhead Judah over New Glarus, 18-0. And Prairie du Chien, a winner against Dodgeville, 63-0. In the Scenic Bluffs, Ithaca, 37-0 over Nisida. Cashton, 28. Brookwood, 14. Hillsboro, 53. New Lisbon, 0. And Bangor edged Royal, 28-20. Pecatonica Argyle scored at the end to win against Riverdale 22-19. River Ridge 48, Boscobel 27. Potosi Cassville 43-0 over Iowa Grant. And Blackhawk Warren beat Waseca Steuben 50-14. Cuba City a winner against Benton Scales Mound last night 48-14. Darlington 49-6 over Fenimore. Eight-player football, DeSoto 50 and Monticello 6. North Crawford 42-0 over Belmont. And Wisconsin Heights beat Kickapoo Lafarge 50-0. Today, one score from eight-player football. Highland wins against Oneewoke Weston 56-7. The Riverdale runners had a great day at the DeSoto Pirate Cross Country Invitational last week, but all but one, the runners medaling for the meet. The race began today with the middle school teams racing concurrently. For the girls' team, Lexi Baumkamp finished in first place with a time of 12:15. She was followed by Hadley Wilkinson in third, Rose Schramm in eighth, Olivia Matthews ninth. Clark Chilson finished in fourth place with a time of 11:43, followed by Mark Wilkie in 17th. Lakota Brewer led the boys' team to their fourth consecutive Pirate Nation Championship by winning the race in a time of 20.08. Next was Wyatt Schramm, fourth, 21.09, and Hunter Wilkinson, fifth, at 21.31. Carson Knight was sixth, Caleb Schleyline with a 21.51 in seventh place, and James Schramm finished ninth. The high school girls finished the afternoon with a perfect score of 15, winning for the second year in a row, with each of the Riverdale girls finishing in the top 10. Mallory Meese finished in second place with a time of 25:23, followed by Melanie Williamson third with a time of 26:18, Kaylee Carter fifth with a time of 29:13, Megan Krell with a time of 32:05, and Riley Leith 32:17. The next action for the Riverdale runners will be the River Ridge Invitational on Tuesday, October 8th, with a 4 o'clock start time. That Pirate Nation event went on today in DeSoto, and Reedsburg hosted a cross-country event today. For the River Valley boys, they finished sixth among the teams. Baraboo was the number one team, and for the women's results, Evansville was first. River Valley was fifth. For the boys' runners, Jackson Thatcher, River Valley, was 23rd overall, Bryce Ferguson, 37th, Nate Hamilton, 46th, Dylan Kane was 70th, Isaac Limick, 71, and Bennett Woodhouse was 73. For the River Valley girls, Brielle Grant was a second-place runner following Katie Field of Royal, who won the event with a time of 20:24. Brielle Grant, with a time of 21:13, finished second. Molly Moss of River Valley was fourth. Evelyn Tripolin, 39th. Lucy Spahn was 48th. And Reagan Sackett was 59th at the Reedsburg Invitational. Today in college football, it was a win for Indiana. They got the victory against Maryland, 42-28. Michigan edged Minnesota. That final score was 27-24. Also Nebraska, 28-10 over Purdue. That was a final today. Currently, USC has taken the lead on the Badgers, 24-21. The Badgers were up by a score of 21-10 at halftime. Also in WEAC scores, it was UW River Falls defeating Mount St. Joseph 68-9 today. Reese Hoskins hit a grand slam in the first inning, and the Mets' playoff hopes took a serious hit with an 8-4 loss to the National League Central champion Brewers. The Mets, Arizona Diamondbacks, and Atlanta Braves are chasing the final two National League wild cards. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza was ejected by the plate umpire after arguing a called third strike that thwarted a rally attempt in the fourth inning. The Brewers go back at it. Do battle again tonight against the Mets. We'll have the coverage following the Badger football coverage on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. NFL.com reports that the Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love is expected to return to the lineup for tomorrow's game against the visiting Minnesota Vikings. That is according to NFL Network insider Ian Rapoport, who reported the news today, per a source, having injured his knee in the Packers' season-opening loss to the Eagles during the NFL's first-ever game in Brazil. Love was originally expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks. Instead, he's back after missing just two games. Love was questionable to play on each of the previous two Fridays, before he was inactive, this time around he's playing after a third questionable designation in as many weeks. Elsewhere, Minnesota hosts Connecticut in game one of the best of five WNBA semifinals. Napa C. Collier will be the driving force for this new era, the Lynx squad that's looking to bring the franchise a fifth title. The Americans have regained the lead in the President's Cup by taking three of the four Powerball matches. And play was delayed 90 minutes because of thick fog. The steroid case involving top-rated tennis player Jannik Sinner has been appealed by the World Anti-Doping Agency. The Montreal-based body announced it is seeking a ban of 1 to 2 years. With a look at sports on this Saturday afternoon, I'm Phil Nee.
All-American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All-American Do-It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Welcome to your nightmare. Welcome to your wet basement.
I'm Brent Montry, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. It's not a laughing matter. I started with the goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement flooding issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if that basement really scares you, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root cause of your flooding basement. 877-4-WET-FIX online at tristatebasementrepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family, helping your family.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
The Backtracking Show is coming up here from WRCO Radio. It is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. The Retro Saturday continues in a moment. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models, with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com, or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone. It's time for another Backtracking Show on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, as we recap some big hits from this weekend in your life. Going back to some cool fall weather and some cool hits on the radio. Let's go back to the number one tune from this weekend in 1974. In fact, it was one of the songs of the year. Here's Andy Kim and Rock Me Gently.
Ain't it good, ain't it right, that you are with me here tonight? Music playing, our bodies swaying in time.
Time.
Touching you, so warm and tender. Lord, I feel such a sweet surrender. Beautiful is the dream that makes you mine. Rock me slowly, take it easy. Don't you know that I have never been loved like this before? Baby, baby, rock me gently, rock me slowly, take it easy. Don't you know that I have never been loved like this before? Oh, my darling, oh, my baby, you got the moves that drive me crazy. And on your face I see a trace of love.
Love.
Come hold me close, don't let me go. I need you, honey, I love you so. You were made for me by the stars above.
Number one this very weekend of 1974 for Andy Kim, Rock Me Gently. That was a comeback single for him, and it had been 4 years since his previous hit. And there were many people, maybe still do today, that think that that was Neil Diamond singing that song. Number one a year later in 1975, the Country Artist of the Year that year, John Denver.
It's cold here in the city. It always seems that way. Almost every day, thinking about the good times, thinking about the rain, thinking about how bad it feels alone again. I'm sorry for the way things are in China. I'm sorry. I say you're doing fine. I expect to hear from you almost any time. They all know I'm crying. I can't sleep at night. They all know I'm dying down deep inside.
Great tunes from the backtracking era on WRCO-FM 100.9 with Fall in the Air. I remember first hearing this one at the Richland County Fair that year. It was number one later on in the month and into the months of October and November as well for a group named after a box of cough drops, Wild Cherry, and their only big claim to fame. Number one this week in 76.
Somebody turn around and shout it, play that fucking game.
Wild Cherry and Play That Funky Music on the Backtrackin' Show. We'll be playing funky music all night long until the 6 o'clock hour with a backtrackin' look back at some chart history, and then on with Those Were the Days a little later on this evening. Everybody was dance crazy in that late 70s era. Here's some more funky music. 1977, number one this very weekend for the Emotions. Getting emotional with the Emotions, number one in 1977. As we look back at it fondly on the Backtrackin' Show.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car, or in your cubicle at the office, or at the station on the assembly line, or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God!" It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
What a beautiful day it is. It'll be a beautiful evening tonight as well. We're at 77 degrees in Richland Center. Overnight lows will be at around 53. The Backtracking Show continues right after these words from our sponsor, Jay's Power Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more, Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
On Those Were the Days tonight, we'll be featuring an interview with Dreama Denver, who is Bob Denver, Gilligan, Maynard G. Krebs' widow. And we had a lot of things to talk about, including a tie-in with Jimmy Buffett. We give you a little feature snippet of that interview tonight on the Backtracking Show.
There was another thing I wanted to mention about Bob and the Castaways and a connection with Jimmy Buffett.
Oh my gosh, that was pretty exciting. They were doing, Dawn and Russ and Bob were doing a personal appearance together. I want to say it was Charlotte, North Carolina. I know it was North Carolina. And there was a big Jimmy Buffett concert going on that night. And so the organizers of the event that they were doing, you know, said something about taking them to the Jimmy Buffett concert because Jimmy would like to meet them. And so, of course, they said yes. I don't think Russell went, and I can't remember why, but Bob and Dawn went, and of course they had the meet and greet, met him backstage, and, you know, Bob was hard to impress. He wasn't, like, blown away by a lot of things, but this blew him away. First of all, when they were called out on stage, I think there must have been, like, 15,000 people there, and maybe more than that. And when Dawn and Bob were called out on stage, Bob said the applause started and the hooping and hollering started in the very front because people could see immediately who it was, that it was Gilligan and Marianne. And as the word passed to the back of the thing, he said it was like this huge wave of recognition that I don't know that he had ever experienced anything quite like that.
Wow.
And he was really impressed and loved Jimmy Buffett. Of course, we love his music, too. And Bob was just thrilled to have that experience and to get to be part of that and to spend a little bit of time with Jimmy Buffett. I mean, that's pretty special to get to do that.
Oh, no doubt. Tell me about the Denver Foundation and what you do and what that stands for.
The Denver Foundation, Bob and I founded it back in the early 90s. It's a small foundation, but if anybody reads my book, Gilligan's Dreams, which is a memoir about my 30-year marriage to Bob, they will find out that Bob and I had one child together. And when he was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with severe autism. And so what I wanted Bob, the fans, I wanted all of his fans and people who love the show to know more about the man as opposed to the characters that he played. And I wanted them, I thought it was, to me it was vital that they know that he set aside Hollywood, series work, all of that stuff for the last 20 years of his life to be with me for us to give full-time care to our son, who had to have full-time care. So when we started the Denver Foundation, it was in honor of Colin, our son, and it was to help, in this area where I am in southern West Virginia, it was to help families dealing with special needs. So we have, oh my gosh, over the years we have supplied iPads for communication because, you know, they have apps that you can download that our son is nonverbal to this day. So, you know, it has apps that you can download where they can choose pictures to show you what they want to eat or to help them communicate with you. We thought that was important. We have supplied bathtub chairs for, you know, parents who are having a hard time getting their older kids in and out of the tub. We have supplied specialty wheelchairs. So it has, you know, it's been, I'm so sad that Bob has, you know, has missed so much of this because he left us almost 20 years ago, but it's been dear to my heart. And the thing I wanted to do so badly was to carry on where the things that we started together that he did not get to. I have a radio station called Little Buddy Radio and dubbed that by the New York Press. And we started that about a year before he passed away. So, you know, that was a mission of mine, was to keep that going and to keep the foundation going. And then obviously to write, become an author, which Bob wanted me to do, and took me some time, but I finally did it and became an author and have written children's books that are award winners and two memoirs about Bob and me, the new one, and also Gilligan's Dreams. And, you know, I just feel like he gave me, without realizing he was doing it, he gave me a path in life that would serve me well when he was no longer with me. And I'm so grateful for that.
We'll feature more from that interview with Dreama Denver, Bob Denver's widow. She's written a couple of books about Gilligan's Island and Bob Denver as well. More later on. Next up, a group that was a one-hit wonder. Well, they had another song that made the top 20, but this is the one that everyone remembers really well. From an album that sold just incredibly well during the year of 1979, they were number one this weekend in 79. We're talking about a group called The Knack.
My motor up, gonna go.
It is time for one more on the Backtracking Show from WRCO as we get into 1980. Number one music this weekend in 1980 for the former leader of the Supremes. She was having lots of success on her own. Diana Ross, number one in 1980, going upside down.
There's a place.